Ford and Firestone feel the heat.
They cover up information, they keep it secret any way that they can in order to avoid the cost of a recall.
Remember the last time a tailhook convention was in the news? Looks like it's back there. I'm Tom Foti in Washington.
An internet hoax nearly ruins a company.
There were several stories, one stating that our president and CEO, Paul Folino, had resigned. That was absolutely false because I was standing in his office with him.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Congressional investigators have started gathering information about faulty Firestone tires. They visited Ford headquarters today. Jeff Gilbert of WWJ Radio reports.
The investigators from the House Commerce Committee want to find out if Ford and Firestone acted quickly enough in recalling the tires and see if they need to expand that recall. Ford Vice President Jason Vine says they are cooperating.
We're prepared to give them every bit of information we have and answer any questions they have.
Ford CEO Jack Nasser has been asked to explain the recall in front of Senator John McCain. Commerce Committee next month. The company says it will send a representative, but won't say if that representative will be the CEO. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
On Monday, House investigators plan to visit Firestone headquarters in Nashville. The Clinton administration says it hasn't made a decision on whether to expand the recall. Some lawsuits stemming from tread separation on Firestone tires date back 10 years. And Joan Claybrook of the watchdog group Public Citizen faults the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
They're not vigilant enough, and they don't do enough to require companies to tell them what's going on and make it very unpleasant for the companies if they refuse or fail to do so.
Claybrook says Ford and Firestone should be liable for major punitive damages.
They cover up information, they keep it secret any way that they can in order to avoid the cost of a recall.
Now this.
How long does your allergy medicine work? Does it only work 4 to 6 hours, like Benadryl allergy? How great would it be if there was a non-prescription allergy medicine that worked all day? Well, there is. 12-hour pharmacist-recommended chlortrimeton tablets. 12-hour chlortrimeton lasts and lasts and lasts. Because the last thing you need is an allergy medicine that stops working halfway through the day. Get all-day relief with pharmacist-recommended chlortrimeton. Use only as directed.
They say you have a mind of your own. You must, because you're the one everyone at work relies on to make the big decisions. Take that decision to move up to color documents. You've been putting it off, waiting for the right technology at the right price. Well, this will put your mind at ease. A high-speed Xerox document center with color can give you 50 pages a minute in black and white, or a speedy and, yes, economical 12 pages a minute in color. Call 1-800-ASK-XEROX for more. We think it's precisely what you have in mind.
Tailhook may have created a new embarrassment for the Navy. CBS News reporter Tom Foti has the story.
Navy investigators are checking whether some military personnel might have misbehaved at another Nevada convention of the Tailhook Association. That is made up of Navy and Marine aviators. 9 years ago, the group was involved in a major scandal involving sexual abuse. It led to years of Pentagon studies and rules changes. The current case involves claims of harassment by a civilian couple at a hotel near Reno. Law enforcement sources tell CBS News there has been no police report filed. The Navy is not giving out much detail about the case, but says its inspector general will look into it. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
George W. Bush made a foreign policy speech in Miami today, promising to revive free trade negotiations with Latin America and to maintain U.S. sanctions on Cuba. He also took a swipe at the current administration, saying it squandered opportunities created by his father.
The Clinton-Gore administration has no strategy. We have seen summits without substance and reaction without action.
In Little Rock, Housing Secretary Andrew Cuomo campaigned for the vice president, touting Gore's plan to provide college tuition tax credits. President Clinton is on his way to Africa with a late addition to his itinerary. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller reports.
The president's long weekend in Africa starts here in Nigeria, where Mr. Clinton wants to trumpet American support for this nation's transition to an elected civilian government after 15 years of brutal military rule. On Monday, Mr. Clinton moves on to Tanzania, where Nelson Mandela is trying to broker an end to ethnic bloodshed in neighboring Burundi. And on the way out of Africa on Tuesday, Mr. Clinton makes a refueling stop in Egypt, where he'll meet with President Hosni Mubarak to discuss the stalled Mideast peace talks. Mark Noller, CBS News, Abuja, Nigeria.
U.S. Navy divers in the Persian Gulf have recovered the classified diplomatic pouch from the wreckage of Gulf Air Flight 72. The contents haven't been disclosed. The pouch was being carried from Cairo by State Department courier Seth Foti, one of the 143 people who died. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
We actually get a lot of really surprised folks who come into the food pantry.
Lori Colton, coordinator of Lakeview Food Pantry.
They come in expecting to get a bunch of generics, you know, black and white boxes, dented cans. And then they look around and they find things like Kraft macaroni and cheese, Jell-O, Maxwell House, stuff that people really like.
Kraft Foods, part of the Philip Morris family of companies, helps keep food pantries across the country stocked with some of our most popular brands, like Jell-O, Post cereals, and Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Last Christmas, they put together these wonderful little bundles of food with cards inside that said, "From our family to yours."
Over the past decade, the Philip Morris companies have given over $350 million in donations and food to help fight hunger in America.
It's nice when one family can reach out to help another, and they help out a lot.
Working to make a difference, the Philip Morris family of companies, Kraft Foods, Philip Morris USA, Miller Brewing.
Today, a high-tech company named Emulex got burned big time by information technology. Stacy Tisdale of CBS MarketWatch says Emulex stock plunged more than 60% in reaction to a phony news release on the Internet saying the company's CEO had resigned, its earnings were being revised, and it was under investigation by the SEC.
It wasn't just an Internet chat room that anybody can join in on. This information came out on a reputable newswire service on the web. So a lot of analysts are questioning that, and it's raising a lot of concern among companies about who is getting their information and how people are getting access to some of these news sources.
Emulex Vice President Kirk Roller says whoever perpetrated the hoax was pretty clever.
There's no reason to think that it would ever be in somebody internal, but they did a good job of cutting and pasting certain pieces of our standard press release to look like an Emulex release.
Emulex stock recovered, but still closed nearly $6 lower at 107. Time on the roundup is 7 minutes past the hour.
Nortel Networks presents A Minute on the Internet.
I'm Alan Weber, founding editor of Fast Company magazine. By now, everyone understands that the digital revolution is real. Running the Internet through the heart of your business is critical. We've seen how the web has transformed the travel and automotive industries. Now the food industry is jumping into the game by changing the way consumers shop for groceries. Several sites let customers order online from a wide array of fresh foods, then delivers them fresh in specially designed insulated totes. What a concept. If you can't get to the food, let the food come to you. For folks with no time to shop, the web is the way to go. Save your customers time and they'll keep coming back.
A Minute on the Internet is made possible by Nortel Networks. We're building the new high-performance Internet, one that is faster, more reliable, and more secure, helping turn every customer interaction into a more profitable opportunity for your business. Visit NortelNetworks.com.
On Wall Street, the Dow picked up nearly 10 points today, while the NASDAQ lost 10. Donald Duck is one of Disney's most enduring characters, and one of the people who created Donald was Disney illustrator Carl Banks. He died today at the age of 99. David Pacheco, the creative director of Walt Disney Art Classics, says Banks was an amazing storyteller.
With his ability to lay out a story and just to pull in the reader, even if it was a little short story, there was just something about him that could just keep you intrigued from the very beginning to the story to the very end. That is just a real gift.
Just like his cartoons, a caregiver says Carl Banks was funny up to the end. That's the World News Roundup for Friday, August 25th, produced by Greg Armstrong. And special thanks and farewell to our departing general manager, Mike Friedman, who's always upheld the best traditions of broadcast journalism. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.